It's your boy, your man, your brother, the one and only Ja Ali, host of the Talk Black to Me radio podcast. I am sitting here with none other than my man, my brother. I'll introduce him to you a little bit later on. But this episode, just like all of our other episodes, is going to be freaking awesome. I know I say that about all of them, but this one is going to be epic. The biggest, boldest, blackest show on your radio starts right now. We back with my man, my brother. Like I said before, I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but whatever it is, I promise you, it's going to be something. It's going to be epic. Let's say that, to say the least. I got my man sitting here right here. I like to call him Sonny from down the hall. If you remember Bro Man on the show, Martin, yeah. Sonny from down the hall. Bro, Sonny, what's up, man?
How you doing, man?
How you feeling?
I'm pretty good.
You straight?
Good. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
You ready to get this thing started, man?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got a certain level of a certain brand of bullshit, man, and I definitely need you to bring that to the mic.
My pleasure.
Right on. So I have no idea, absolutely no idea what we're talking about, but introduce yourself to the people, man.
How you doing? You can call me Sonny. I don't give up my
man, bad. Look. Don't bring all that romance shit, man. Get on that doggone mic, man, and speak, bro.
Yeah, my name's Sonny. I ain't giving you my government. Y'all steal too much. I don't know why y'all have my business, but yeah, just call me Sonny. I was born in Brooklyn, Brownsville. Same as Tyson. Yeah. I'm a military baby. And, you know, grew up around the world. Family all military. So it was inevitable I'll be military.
Man, tell the folks what they want to know.
I lived in Japan for a very long time. That's where I was raised. Yeah, I'm black. Don't get it twisted.
Get to the point, man. Come on, bro.
All right. Yeah, it's the first time here on American radio. So I did a lot of things for the military. A lot of good things, a lot of bad things. You want to get to that real quick?
Can you tell them that you're a black Japanese?
I think I just did. I told him I'm black. Yeah, see, you know me. Pay attention, Mr. Host. I told him I was
Mr.
black.
Mr. Host?
See, I told you I was black. Get it twisted. And I know y'all like, well, he ain't got no accent. That's exactly what they said, and that's exactly what everyone else said. But I'm happy I don't have the accent, but I do speak Japanese. If y'all really want to get down, I can get down with that. That's not a problem. So for people who speak Japanese, this is morning time. So, ohayou gozaimasu. Konnichiwa. Sanchan desu. Mina genki.
Okay.
I'm Kyo Jacha Jasa.
Right on.
Radio host, ne? And boku no sanchan de. So chotto hajimashite yo. Chotto kowai. Gomen nasai.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I heard everything you said. Understood nothing but ja. And you pointed at me as if somebody is watching us, but hopefully it was good.
Yeah, what I said was, you know, good morning, y'all, and I hope everybody got real good energy, because that's how we say it. We don't ask if you got a good morning. We care about your energy. So when I was asked if y'all was genki, I want to know if y'all got good energy, because you might not have that energy. See, y'all care about feelings. We don't care about feelings. That's y'all problem. We care about your energy. So if you don't have the energy, that's when we need to talk to you. See, if you get emotional, that's your problem. Energy. You got the energy for today? Yes or no? If no, then maybe we need to have a little talk. Maybe we need to help each other. That's what that means.
So, I can dig it.
Yeah, so we're a little different.
That's why I like talking to you, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you always bring something out of the ordinary, but the shit always seems to make sense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's always something that you never thought about, but once every conversation that we have had, I've walked away with a gem. I've walked away with something else for me to think about.
Well, that's what they teach us over there. Like, if you holding not a conversation, but if you don't learn something every day, what you living for?
Right.
So when we train and we fighting, and I don't want to say like fighting, but when we train for respect. You see, y'all use martial arts wrong. Y'all train to fight. You're supposed to be for respect. I know it sound weird, but you respecting your enemy when you whip his ass and don't kill him. Y'all take shit too far. Y'all just want to kill. Y'all lack respect. So I'm glad I grew up over there and learned respect. And I'm also glad I knew how to fight. Y'all need to learn how to fight and go back to that, because y'all just killing each other and you show no respect. You don't respect the family, the who going to be mourning them, their children, or none of that.
Wow. Okay, so basically right here, man, I'm just going to let you go. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you don't need me.
Nah, I like the feedback. That gives me something to feed off of.
You don't need me.
He invited me here, and when he talked to me outside, he asked questions, and I answered them. Now we're here, he like, just go. Hell no.
Nah, I mean, because
I'm a good swimmer. Don't put me out here by myself.
Look. Here's the thing.
Yeah, you ask a question.
You eventually run into a cat, you know what I'm saying, or people that, yo, I got to do, this is what I do, right? I need your input on this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? After a couple conversations, it's like, bro, I need to get you on the mic. Yeah. Then you open up that you got a show, da 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 da. And that's exactly what happened. You put them in front of the mic, and it turns out that they're a fucking natural. Mm. You know what I mean? So you don't need me to coach you. Just hey, what was we talking about? I mean, even if we I have no questions for you. I don't. I'm just ready for you to just say whatever it is that's about to come out of your mouth. I'm looking at you right now, and it's something that you want to say right now. Say that shit.
Okay, yeah. This little personal note, I just lost my mom's. So, and it's a little hard. I just lost her last week, and I'm trying to get to New York. And it's real difficult to get there because everything is like, you can get to Boston, or you can get to Washington, but you can't get to New York. So it's like, it's getting a little difficult. And it's, I don't want to say I'm pissed off, but I'm past that. And I ain't come back to this country for that. Like, when I was in Japan, everything was okay. It wasn't great, but I was doing real good. Salary-wise, health-wise, everything. And then I land here, and people crying. I ain't understand it. And I was like, why y'all crying? And it was like, because your boy Trump president. And I was like, you bullshitting. And he was like, nah, we serious. And I was like, nah, you bullshit.
So you saw this. So as you were coming in.
Yeah, I was coming into the country. I just landed.
Just landed at the airport.
Yeah, and people were crying.
They were in their feelings.
Yeah, and I thought some rapper died. I ain't going to lie. But I didn't know the rapper because I ain't from here. So I was like, it's not going to make sense for me to even ask. But I kept seeing too many people. So I was like, what's going on? And the person didn't say shit. And the accent was, what's going on? And it was like, fucking Trump. And then the next person was like, he fucking president. And I was like, what? And it was like, someone was like, yeah, your boy Trump president. And I was like, damn. I thought it was a joke. Because outside of the country, all they showed was Alec Baldwin play the president. So everyone knew that. But no one thought Trump was really running. Like, it was just a big joke.
So basically, not to cut you off. So basically, where you were coming from, or where you're from.
Yeah, Japan. I was coming from Japan, straight from Japan.
The only Trump they knew was the one that was played on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
So which was a joke.
Yeah, and unless you had CNN, and then that's when you see Trump. But it was like, no one thought he would actually win. So it was just like, oh, that's why the joke's so popular. And then when I landed here and they was crying, I was like, damn, that shit's serious. You hear he had people crying in the airport.
That's insane. Because he still got people crying.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but you can say what you want to say. Like I told you last night, man, we can say what we want to say. We can do what we want to do. I'm not a Trump supporter. You know what I'm saying? I don't get twisted up in politics at all, because Democrat or Republic, I believe they all are two wings of the same evil bird. But watch what I tell you. Mark my words. Trump going to get a second term.
Yeah, he going to get it, because if he doesn't get it, the person that steps up next is going to suffer. And that's like, you don't want to be in the next relationship and you suffering for someone else's past transgression. You know, like women say, oh, man, ain't nothing. No, the man you was with ain't nothing. You don't know me. You have no idea I speak Japanese. You don't have no idea I've been around the world. You know nothing about me. But as soon as you see me, you fooled by that same color, right? So you just as weird as everybody else that's screaming color.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how to break it down and you know what I'm saying, let some of you guys think that Biden might actually have a chance.
Well,
Biden, bro.
You got two evils. Who you gonna choose? The one you hate or the one you think you gonna hate?
Or the one that's losing his fucking mind or the one that's already lost his fucking mind?
But then you still be stuck in the same position because you lost your mind once. You willing to risk losing your mind again? Like I said, you gonna go with the one you hate or the one you think you gonna hate. Either way, you gonna lose. There's no candidate for us.
No, not at all.
That's why Trump. Not at all. That's why I hate to say it, but Trump's gonna win because you don't want to step into a shitty relationship.
And you got to realize that the fix is already in, bro. You know what I'm saying? Not to get political because this ain't a real political show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but we talk about whatever. You know what I'm saying? If it affects our people, you know what I'm saying? Or us, you know what I'm saying? We speak on it. But shit, the popular vote.
Hold on. You said not to be political. In this day and age, if you're not political, you fucking stupid. This is the only time to be political. No other time was because they was bullshit. But this time, this president, he don't give a fuck.
Which president has?
No, but see, then what makes this one special? He break all the rules that they set aside to break. Okay? He breaks all the rules. Like, yo, you say no, he get his homeboy out of jail. Think about it. He get him out of jail. If that ain't gangster, I'm saying we hate him as a people, but think about the gangster shit he do. He really gangster. He get his boys out of jail. Like, yo, get him out. No, they did it. I don't give a fuck what you said. I'm the president. Get him out. You don't want to get him out? You fired. Next up, get him out.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't play. When he say he gonna do something, he do something.
Yeah.
And everybody wanna give Obama props. Yeah, okay, you give him props because he look like you. But he didn't move like Trump. He moved like Trump. Think about it.
Obama was trying to be the nice guy.
Fuck being the nice guy. You the president. You got the worst job in the fucking country. Everybody hates you. I don't give a fuck with nobody. He say everybody hates you. Taxes, president. Weather, president. My wife cheating, president. No one gives a fuck about you. You the president.
I didn't make the rules, man. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Obama was trying to play both sides of the aisle. He's trying to play down the middle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that nice guys finish
last always. Why? Because people placate to that.
You know what I mean?
You got to be nice on the outside, your shell, and then be devious on the inside. You can't let these motherfuckers know your hand.
This motherfucker, Trump.
He straight up gangster. He like, I don't know how to do nothing but be straightforward. I don't bluff. He doesn't bluff. So you gonna call his hand or you not? Why don't you want that as a president? He's just an asshole. If he cared about us, then we wouldn't say shit. Think about it. If he cared about black people and it was less cops shooting black people, we wouldn't say shit. Because he gangster as hell. And what do black people mostly admire? Gangster shit. They don't mind people who are educated. They look at you like you fucking dirty, you fucking deep. They'd rather you be gangster. Girls rather you be gangster. They don't want the good, clean cut guy.
You right about that, bro. You right about
that. So we respect gangster. We respect the shooter. Why?
You right about that.
Why would you respect the dude that's going to whip your ass and then you want to get the gun?
You right about that. Same as facts. Especially when you spoke about when you flipped it and put it into relationship terms. I mean, chicks don't want the good guy.
Never did.
They want the thug motherfucker.
They only want the good guy after they finish being the bad girl.
Right.
Once they retire being a bad girl, I don't want to call them being hooker and hooker. Once they retire being a bad girl, then they want to settle down with a guy like me or a guy like you. Nah, you done been around the block. Everywhere I go, they know your name. Hell no.
And then you want to give me this rag.
Right? Like, sure. Well, I got to get the used goods. Why can't I get you when you hot? You know what I'm saying? And not the snow. Why can't you just be that for me? You know what I'm saying?
That shit have been through all kind of ringers.
Right? And I got to sit there and be happy with it.
And you got about 30 children. Never been married once.
And then get a ring first. I love you. Yeah. I love a lot of things. I do. I love good weather.
I love air.
I love a lot of things that got nothing to do with oxygen. Getting you pregnant. I love a lot of things that got nothing to do with you getting you pregnant.
I love water.
Right? I love walking by myself sometimes. I like walking faster than you. Sometimes I like thinking about you when you're not around. Sometimes I don't want to think about you when you're in front of me.
This is exactly why I had to get you on the mic. This right here, bro. This reason right here. You know what I mean? I mean, because you got shit to say, and don't think that this is going to be your only episode. Don't think. You know, you know what I'm saying? So, look, let's take a little break right here, man. And because we got to pay some bills. And when we come back, man, I don't know. Like I said, I'm going to give him a couple minutes. And then see what he comes back with then. Trust me, man. I don't know where this guy's gonna come next, but if you were in the studio right now, you would see that something is cooking in his brain right now, okay? It's your boy, Ja Ali. Y'all hold on, man. We'll be right back.
You're enjoying One United Radio, an independent effort to restore radio, unfiltered radio, real radio, where voices are heard and not censored, a place to speak freely, say what we want, and play what we choose. We invite you to join us on this effort to be one, real radio, revolutionary radio. If you appreciate our efforts, we invite you to invest in bringing back what radio was meant to be on our Patreon page at One United Radio. Thank you for listening. Enjoy and please support.
All right, folks, we back in this thing, man. And still sitting here with my man Sonny from down the hall.
Hello, everybody.
Right on. You got a little froze on that one. I think you got stage fright real quick.
Yeah, I ain't used to this.
You ain't used to it. Nah. Get used to it. You're going to be a regular. whether you like it or not. Look, man, you did speak on being, a little something on relationships, right? Yeah. When we were talking about the presidential thing.
Yeah.
Okay. You did speak on spending a lot of time in Japan.
Yeah, overseas, a lot of time overseas.
Compare those two. How are we looked at in Japan? I mean, and as far as relationships and how does it, you know what I'm saying? Because over here, it's like the Japanese have a distaste for black folks when they come here. You know what I'm saying? So how are we respected, I mean, when we go over there?
Okay, first off, let me put you up on game real quick. In Japan, when you see on TV, if you don't see an American show with an American black, what you getting is an African. You're not getting an American black. So on these shows, when they have like Japanese shows, dramas and all that, and you see someone who you think looks like us, usually an African. So they think we mostly all just African. They don't understand that. So it's hard for them to just see the difference, really, until they actually hear us talk. Now, over here, they get to see y'all in y'all truest form. On TV,
wait, hold up,
yeah, listen. See, on TV, they see y'all as being portrayed as gangsters. So that's why the Africans that take the jobs. Most Americans don't want to play that role. We'd rather play another role, but they just hire us for that. So they'll be like, play the gangster, play this, and if you can fight, you can play the gangster and can fight. So that's all they see when they first see you. So when they run across you in the street, that's their first image of seeing you on TV, unless they seen you in another movie. And the only time they see you in another movie, you doing something violent, unless you're a superhero. So if you're not a superhero, you violent, or you just a clown comedian. So that's it. So they don't know how to approach you. So now that you here, they actually see the guns and the killing. Ain't no guns in Japan. The yacht got guns and shit like that. But other than that, ain't no shootings. Cops don't pull their guns. The cop has to call his chief and be like, yo, can I shoot him? Can you imagine if they did that in America?
Yeah,
can you imagine if every time one of these white cops wanted to shoot a black man, they had to actually radio into their chief and get permission? And the chief decides, and it's always no in Japan. So why is it always y'all just shoot to kill here?
So, now that brings an interesting point, because there is a couple countries that their police killing rates are so much lower than is in America.
But when I first got to Japan, I was walking around the city, and I was walking with this one guy that had been on the boat for like 2 months. So he was there 2 months longer than me. And we was waiting for the Kitty Hawk to come by. Shady Kitty, CV-63, stationed in Japan, Yokosuka. 7th Fleet, hoorah, bitches. So we was waiting for them to come back. So we walking around town, called the Haunch, just walking around local area, less than like a 2 mile radius around from the base, outside of the base. And we come across the precinct. Now we call the precinct the K-Setsu. So the K-Setsu come, police station, they come, police, cops. They come, right? So I asked, what's this writing? Because I can't understand the kanji. I couldn't understand it. So I'm like, what is this? And it was some numbers. So it was a 3, it was a 1, and it was like, just like another number, I forgot. So I asked, what was this? And he said it in Japanese. I didn't understand.
Okay.
And he said the other number. I didn't understand. And he said the other one. I didn't understand.
Okay.
So the guy was with was like, this means Shinjao. Shinjao means dead.
Oh.
So I said, well, the three was what I remember. It was only three dead. So I thought, I'm thinking three mean like 300, 3,000, right. You know, for the year. He right. said, no, it's only been three deaths. I said, for the entire fucking year? He said, yeah. Can you fucking believe that? When I left New York to come to Japan, we had seven shootings and six killings that fucking night. There was only three. Yeah. These, yo, man.
Bro, we get fucking three.
Exactly.
A day.
I was sitting there and he was like, yeah. I was like, what? He said, it's a lot of robbings. It's a lot of beatings, but no one really gets killed. I was like, what? He said, if you overdose, that's not a killing. That's you. You take your own life.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That's you.
That's
said,
on you.
But killing as far as killing? He said, not only so far, just these three. And I was like, what?
For the year.
Yeah. And the year was almost over. Unbelievable. No bullshit, bro. So when that's what I'm saying. When they see you in your truest form, it's not being disrespectful. This is what they see you as. So they can tell people back home, fuck what you think. I live with them. They actually shooting and killing. I've been in areas where it look like it's ghetto, but you see Asian families. So they know who doing shootings and killings, because they doing the shootings and killings in them areas. So they living with those people who's doing shootings and killings that remind them of the people they saw back home from the little fucking shows, who weren't even Americans. They were other foreigners playing Americans. Exactly. That's why we don't watch TV that much. When we see something like a show come on, it'll be a Japanese show, and then you'll see a foreigner. You'll be like, oh shit, look at that brother. And then he'll start to talk. You'll be like, first of all, that's not a real brother. Okay. But he's playing the role of a brother. And you got brothers out here, because I was one. And every time they realize you can fight or you did something athletic, they want to use you for that commercial.
Wow.
Yeah. Just off the bat, if you look athletic, hey, you want to do this? And I used to manage a club. Yes, I managed a club. I used to manage a club.
What have you not done?
Yeah, I used to manage a club, and they used to always come in there, promoters and stuff. You know how they do it, same place here. You know, promoters come in, and athletes would be there, and the athletes would have commercials coming up, and they'll be like, they need extras. So when they say they need extras, they look for anybody black and anybody athletic, and they'll be like, let's go.
Because they know that's what they've been.
That's what everybody
to think.
Yeah, we all been programmed. It ain't just y'all, it's everybody. Everybody's been programmed to think something.
Wow, that's.
So don't think, oh, they hate y'all. They don't hate y'all. They just really scared.
They really come with the mentality of, this is how we see these cats.
Yeah, and your country's allowing that shit. I mean, if your country say don't portray us like that, then obviously they can't, because no other country's being portrayed like that. That's why everybody get mad when you see a white guy playing a black guy role, or a Spanish guy playing a white guy role, or a white guy playing a Spanish guy role.
So what do you think the benefit is? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, okay, there has to be some benefit to keeping black people in a bad image. What do you think the benefit? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
the benefit is you lack hope. See, black people and white people different. See, white people hope. That's why everything for them is always hope. Black people do a lot of wishing. We've been trained to wish. The American dream, that's a fucking wish. You gotta go to sleep to see dreams. You can't live it if you're sleeping. That's why y'all winding up being shot all the fucking time. That's your American dream. He said, make America great again. And they said, live the American dream. Boom. Boom. They ain't go to sleep. When do you have your best dreams?
When you fucking sleep.
Exactly.
In a deep sleep.
And wow. You ain't getting no deeper than 6 feet.
Wow. Now, wow.
So y'all got everything. When I was young, we had a class called Language Arts. Y'all got English. Why y'all need a class called English? You need to learn the language first, because it's an art. But y'all have English now. Don't you speak English? You're going to speak that shit every day in this country. Don't you need a craft to help you perfect how you talk? How do you understand?
Well, that's one of the things, one of the beefs that I've always had with the American educational system, is because they really don't teach you anything more than what you need to be a working class.
Yeah, for them.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, like, you got to realize that the educational system is just to produce the next level of laborers, the next level of workers.
Yes,
we're
for them.
We're going to give you just enough for you to continue our workforce. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're not getting anything to accelerate yourself.
They hate
you. Just giving you just enough. Come on out here and be functionally illiterate, and I'll give you a job.
To take orders from us.
Right.
We sent you
Let's
to school.
Let's be very clear.
That's why all your teachers look like the people that's going to be your boss later.
Damn.
That's why you go to school. That's why they really want you back in school. This homeschooling not going to do shit for them. They need that control again.
But see, I have no problem with homeschooling. You know what I'm saying? I mean, fortunately, my kids are grown. They're out of school. But if I had the option right now, or if I had, you know what I'm saying, had my kids a little bit later, you know what I'm saying, once I became conscious, I would have definitely have homeschooled them.
If I had the money, I would have homeschooling. When I say if I had the money, I would want a person. I don't want a fucking computer. I want a real person there. Knows everything.
Sure.
Books and everything. That's what I'm saying. This computer is just not going to work because it takes away. It makes you bored. You don't have that real interaction. You need that physical energy.
Yeah.
If I'm looking at the computer all day at some lady teaching me, it's worse than being in class. I'm already nodding the fuck off.
Right.
I don't care what you say. And if I got another window, I'm playing a game.
Right.
These children are way too advanced for us to think we know what the fuck they doing.
You see what I'm saying?
And now you telling me to teach it from home? They got the answers on the computer.
But here's the thing. not to cut you off, but here's the thing about that, man. I've been saying that for the longest. Because do you know how many retired teachers that are sitting at home doing nothing
right.
would love to be?
That are actually good teachers.
That are actually good teachers.
Because I'm sorry, you new teachers, you suck. Because you were the teachers that were with me in school. And your whole thing was, I'm going to become a teacher and we ain't going to do no damn homework. And now all of y'all teachers, and y'all don't give a damn about your job. Now, y'all can sit here and talk about I'm lying, but I know
that,
for a fact.
And you ain't making that much
when
money.
When we were in school back then, everybody that said they wanted to be a teacher, they said, because they going to make sure we ain't going to do no fucking homework. Fuck these teachers. And when the teacher always say, I don't care if you learn or not, I'm still getting paid. That's when the children was like, so you basically, I'm going to get paid for doing nothing. That's why they're teachers now, and your children don't learn shit. You got to remember who you was in class with. Just like the cops that doing the shooting.
Mm.
Remember, they were bullied as a child.
Speak on it, bro.
Now they got the right to say, you know what?
Right.
You may not know who I'm killing, but I know who I'm killing.
Right.
If I pull you over and remember you used to throw me in my locker, I don't care what color you was. I might pop you, throw you in your back of your shit. Y'all got to remember, don't forget your past.
And the number one thing, especially with the cops, is that they want to, they always say, I want to come back and protect my community.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
From the bullies.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let me pull over Jim Joe. Oh, let me run his plates. Because they got you in the system already.
You went to so-and-so high school?
Yeah,
your face looked familiar.
I remember you, motherfucker. Step out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
But what did I do? Step out of the goddamn car.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
You getting beat up for a chick that he loved. They didn't pay him no attention because you got head from. You getting really hurt.
You know what I'm saying?
And I ain't lying, man. They do things like that.
So it takes, I mean, I personally really want to appreciate law enforcement. I really want to. I really want to be one of those cats that think, you know what I'm saying, salute you out there, you know what I'm saying, separating us from the bad guys, whatever, whatever, whatever. But in my black ass reality,
the proof is in the pudding.
The proof is in the fucking pudding.
They hunting us down. Now, since I've been in this country, I can honestly say, every time I got pulled over, it was by a white cop. And I usually show my Japanese ID, and they like, oh, okay, they know I'm military, or I've been in the military.
Right.
They say, thanks for your service, and they usually let me go. But they still had their hands on their guns.
Mm.
Okay, so you don't have to come up with your hands on your guns, because I watch you pull your people over since I've been in this country, and you don't have your hand on your gun when you know it's them. So you already made me nervous. When I was in Japan, I was never nervous. Because if you don't speak good English, I mean, if the cops don't speak good English in Japan, you could test them. And I don't mean test them, like piss them off. You could just be like, I don't speak Japanese. I don't speak Japanese. And you know if he's just harassing you for no reason. Because he can say, I want to see your papers. He knows you're not from here.
Mm.
Or he could be wrong.
Mm.
But he still does have the right to say, you know, you're a foreigner. Can I see some ID?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So if you don't want to be bothered, or say you dirty, you got a little something on you.
Sure.
You can easily be like, I don't know, I don't speak Japanese. And keep walking. And they don't harass you after that because they realize, I don't speak your language.
You don't speak mine.
And I know right now you're not a criminal because I'm not looking for you.
Right.
I don't have any information to look for you. So when cops here say, you fit a description, you're lying. Because I've been around people who fit the fucking description. And when they don't speak your language, you know that's your ass.
I mean, and people try to say that America is the greatest country on earth. America is the greatest country on earth. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everything that you're telling me right now seems like America has a lot of work.
It's like this. In every country I've been to, I've talked to the people. Whether I was a soldier or whether I was just there back again. Because every place I went to as a soldier, 9 times out of 10, I went back because I made friends. So I'm pretty good around the world. Like, I'm not even playing. Just because you go there and blow shit up, that's not you personally. They know it's not you. And this is a fact. Every country I've been to, they said the same thing, just in different form. But it all boils down to the same thing. When you ask them, what's the problem with America? They all say white people. White people, I'm not racist. I got white family. You fuck with them and you black, you gonna have to see me. That's real. Harley, love you. You know, that's my Australian nephew. Ain't nobody fucking with him. And he white. So I ain't racist. But they all said, every country I've been to, the problem with your country is the white people. All they do is cause death and destruction. If you get rid of white people, your country would be great. Y'all already built it. And that's a fucking fact. We've already built it. Why are you still letting them fuck it up? We know nobody hates none of the, how they say, minorities. We ain't fucking minorities. How are we a minority if we outnumber them 7-1? Think about it. When I first came back to this country, they make you fill out these papers, and she was like, your race, ethnicity, you put black. And I was like, who the fuck said I'm black? I'm other. I got a lot of shit in me. I'm not just black, and I'm not a color. If you look at my skin, I'm more of a caramel. I like caramel. I ain't black. Fuck is wrong with you? So I'm not black. I'm other. And then they ask you majority, minority, and all this shit. And she, I put majority. And she was like, no, minority. And I was like, how you figure? You can look around this room. There's more minorities in this bitch right now, right? Than your majority ass, right? So we still outnumber you in this fucking room. So that means we definitely outnumber you in the real world.
Right,
exactly. So how the fuck? Oh, I said, nah, I don't like that shit. You ain't gonna do that to me. Sorry. You put what you want to put. I put what I want to put. This is my life. So they already try to clash you and make you think, damn, it's more of us than it is of them, when we know you're lying.
I mean, we know that. I mean, from a worldwide standpoint.
That's why this census is so important. Because remember when we... Remember, think
about
it. Check it. Remember, when we were children, census was every year. And then when we got to like 15, census stopped. Now, census is back.
You know what? You're right. You're right.
Now, y'all got to remember, y'all owe China a lot of money. That's why it's called the credit check. That shit stands for China's check. Don't get it twisted. Y'all owe China a lot of money. So China was like the census. And they was like, China was like, okay, that's why y'all got the coronavirus. That's why all that shit starting with a C. Y'all got to actually pay attention.
Dude, bro, okay. Which takes me to another conversation that we was having a couple days ago. When you were breaking down all the bad shit and how they actually put it, the name, to other countries.
Check this.
Drop that.
How come white people don't have diseases named after them, but all the so-called minority races do? Think about it. The worst one ever was the Spanish flu. Why are you blaming the Latinos for that shit? That's the Spanish flu. And then you had Ebola. That's a village in Africa.
Speaking on that.
Think about that.
The Igbo tribe, right?
Yeah, the Igbo tribe. I know that because when I went to Africa, that's where I found out I was from. Yes, I told you I've been around the world.
Fact.
So you got to go to your history to find out your history. Their history, that ancestry shit, is their ancestry. It's not ours. So,
and that's exactly what we do right here, man. I bet you a lot of y'all didn't even know that. Hell, I didn't even know that, to be totally honest, until he dropped it to me.
Think about it.
We bring that stuff to you rough, rugged, and raw, and really uncut, because, you know what I'm saying, this is Talk Black to me. This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a little quick break right here, man, and we're going to hold it down. Y'all hold it down, but stay tuned.
It's your girl, LL, from The LL Show, and Talk Black to Me. You are listening to the new radio network. It's revolutionary radio to strengthen your mind. It's talk radio to educate your mind. It's well-being radio to uplift your mind. And it's music radio to relax your mind. Are you ready for the new innovative network? Welcome to our network. One United Radio Network. Get ready.
All right, brother, we back on the mic. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Jolly, man. Still sitting here with my man, Sonny, from down the hall. Speak on it, man. I mean, shoot, man, it's your show. Why am I even here?
Yeah,
it's the Sonny show.
But, yeah, like I said, yeah, it's just, y'all got to really pay attention, man, because we were trained that they're going to tell you all fact has fiction. So you really got to pay attention to everything you see.
That's cool. All facts
have fiction.
Have fiction.
You can't have one with other, and you can also vice versa. All fiction has facts. Think about when they said we couldn't fly planes. The Wright brothers was crazy, right?
Mm.
It was it was fiction before it became fact, right?
Mm, 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 mm.
So you can't have one without the other. That's why they actually say if you could dream it, you can actually achieve it.
Right, right, right. Starts in the mind first.
Yeah, but again, you got to be awake to achieve it.
You can't.
You dream all day.
Like I used to always tell my son when he was coming up, man, nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta actually get off your ass at some point and start making some moves to make some things happen.
Like I said, it's hard. Like we was talking about the cars and the houses, and I said, why in this country is it so hard to get a house but so easy to get a car? You can have fucked up credit and get a car. They'll make allowances, but if you have fucked up credit, they'll tell you, nah. If you have a discrepancy, they already tell you when you're trying to fill out the application, nah. You mean I can get a car, but I can't get a place to live?
Mm.
And then the bankers and the creditors will look at you and go, well, if you were smart, you can get a bank loan, but you would automatically have an apartment and then get your car. But you know I can't do that because you won't allow me to. Your people can because their credit report's fucking great. They born with 1,000 fucking points on their credit.
Wow. Wow.
That's real fucked up because I'm trying to get me a place and I can't get the place I want because one, before I even came to this country, my credit was fucked up. I've been out of this country since 17.
Okay.
I just got back the day Trump got elected. How the fuck is my credit fucked up? Before I left this country, remember, if you had credit, it was called bad credit.
Right.
Because you owed. That's why it was called credit.
Right.
So for people who didn't have credit, they had what we call good credit. Now, I come back to this country, I don't owe shit. And they telling me I got bad credit because I don't owe shit. And then they tell me later on, someone used your information when you was out of the country. But they don't know who. They know it wasn't me, though. But yet, I don't get no tax money. They take all my money.
Fuck
you that. Know it's not me. You got proof it's not me. You got proof I was in your nave. I was in the nave. Your nave.
But hold on. So there has to be something in a case like that. You know what I'm saying? Where that the government would actually step in and say, yo, he's one of ours, he helped defend, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
The government ain't stepping and do shit.
You on your own.
I'm on my motherfucking own since day one. It's just like when they drop your ass over there and they give you a plan, that plan ain't for you to get out. If you think that plan for you to get out, you're a fucking idiot. It's cheaper to keep her. That means it's cheaper to keep your ass where you at and let them take care of you. That way we ain't got to explain shit. So that's why you always got to have a plan B. Why would they tell you always have a plan B? That's your plan. What's wrong with the plan you gave me?
Damn.
Now, what's your plan to get out? What? Well, I need a fucking plan to get out. What's wrong with the plan you gave me?
That was your entry plan. we have a plan for your fucking
right?
exit.
So you got to have a plan B, yeah.
Wow. So let me ask you this, man. I'm going to throw this out there. I mean, this is just kind of random because I have no notes. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows I don't carry no notes. Mm. I just run a damn show, you know what I'm saying, and feed off, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. But what would you say to any person, any young person that's thinking about going into the military?
Think chess, not checkers. All them other fucking branches is just mere chess pieces you get rid of first. You want to be the queen. Fuck the homo shit. You want to be the queen in this one. You want to be the Navy. Navy make everything move. Nothing moves without the Navy. And if you want to destroy a country, you have to take out the Navy. So when everybody else say they this and they that, trust me when I fucking tell you. The Navy runs shit. And if you really want to see shit, go to the 7th Fleet, take your ass over there to Asia, get stationed in Yokosuka, and you'll see the world. If you just stay in America, you ain't seeing shit. You may come to Japan like maybe once every 3 years if you lucky. And that's just to see if your boat can actually make it that far in case some bullshit pop off.
Mm.
Other than that, and when we went to Japan, this was my regular trip. Thailand, Guam, Australia, China, Korea, Saudi Arabia, you name it. We was blowing, we was everywhere. And if we ain't killing, we chilling. So imagine just chilling in Saudi, just chilling in Australia,
just chilling in Thailand.
I was everywhere. But when you in America, you just chill locally. That shit sucks. You may go to Hawaii. Fuck Hawaii. You was in Virginia. Why the fuck I'm going to Hawaii?
And the reason I ask that, because there's a lot of young people out there now that's really just, you know what I'm saying, seeing the military as...
Take your ass to the Navy and make sure you go overseas. You want the Asia packet. You want 7th Fleet.
Motherfucker say you want the Asian package?
You damn straight.
It ain't no damn cruise line.
I'm telling you, anything else you setting yourself up for a downfall, you don't even count. You don't count. I'm not bullshitting. You just basically cleaning.
Damn.
Because when shit pop off, you the one that go. They lie, like they tell you, oh, you ain't going. It'll be on the news. I remember watching the news, and my mom's was worried. And I can't say what we was doing, because, but my mom's was worried. And we went silent, and we couldn't talk to the family for a week. We got our orders, and I work in flight deck control. So I see everything. Everything confidential come through. And like I said, you see things when people laying around. And I looked at the orders, and I knew we was going. So I gave my peoples a little heads up on the boat, let them know, and tell your family, we're going to be going, but don't say shit. Just like, we're going to be out to sea a little longer. That's all. That's the code. We're just going to be out to sea a little longer, nothing else, because they monitoring shit. Because you have to use their computers and shit to actually get that shit out when you go dark. So I let my moms know. But while we watching the news, she watching it right there with me. And it's saying, we ain't going nowhere, we're at peace, yada, yada, yada. But yeah, we hauling ass to get there, and we're going to be there in like 3 days. And when we get there, we're going to kick it for like a week to let everybody else catch up. Mm-mm-mm. And then we're going to start doing what we're doing. Mm. But yet, they lying to everybody while we watching this shit on the news. we not going.
Let me ask you, man, not to cut you off, but I always want to know, how fast them ships go?
They haul ass. They don't do miles per hour. It's all nautical miles.
Nautical miles, right.
Think about it. This shit is like, I was on the carrier, right? And it was like maybe 2.5 football fields long. So get 2 footballs, maybe 3 football fields.
Yeah.
When I say haul ass, I mean this shit be up and out of the water, hauling ass.
Really?
That shit got kicked.
I seen some of them joints up in Norfolk. Virginia.
Mm.
All they do is
sit. That's what I'm saying. The museums. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you on vacation in Virginia, why you want to go to Hawaii just to go see another vacation? It's just a vacation spot to vacation spot. I'd rather go overseas. You ain't doing shit. So when you finally get out, you going here. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You could drive there, get off, catch the plane. You could just take a plane straight there. You just took the boat straight there.
Right.
Let's go somewhere.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. If you stay in America and you in the Navy, you only go maybe Hawaii. But you in Virginia, and Virginia is just a party. There's no bullshit. When you go to Virginia, you lucky. Because all you're going to do is party. Because you're not ever going to war. That's the museum state.
Mm.
So when they say, okay, your orders are Virginia, they usually send the hot chicks there. And I know, because when we was getting our orders, my girl, she got her shit. And I was like, well, I'm going to Japan.
Right.
Shit was already set before I met her.
Right.
And this was some true love shit, because when you in the military, and we was the first division to get put with girls, it was always separate. So it was 271, 272. I know y'all hear me. And we was the first group, so all the other divisions used to look at us and be mad. So we be marching, and they see boy, girl.
Right.
And you know, the other divisions is nut the butt,
or yeah.
click the butt, if you're a girl. Right? So you hate that. You don't want to be behind no dude, and they always make you get nut the butt. Get closer, man. What the fuck? Exactly. Right? Get closer. I'll be inside this motherfucker. Nut the butt. I hate that gay shit. But we had girls. So my girl was in front of me. She had just enough height, because it goes by height.
Okay.
So she had just enough height.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I love getting at the butt, right? I ain't fuck that, right? And so right? So, and behind me was another girl, and then behind her was my cousin. Yeah. So he was nut the butt with his, but behind him was a dude. So his shit was kind of awkward, you know what I'm saying? Because it's still nut the butt, even though he getting pushed in closer. Can you imagine getting pushed in closer to some, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, oh my God, nut the butt sucks. But I was in heaven. I'm in front and back. I'm sandwiched. I'm happy, yo. So check this out. We get our orders, right?
Right.
And I'm going to Japan, and she's going to Virginia. And the dude already told us that Virginia is just the party state. So if your girl go there, you just lost her, because she ain't going to do shit but party. It's like a fraternity, like college.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's no different because they don't do shit. They just clean. It's a museum. Mm. They ain't never going to war, so they just party, get drunk, and fuck. Mm. So I was like, damn. And we ain't graduate yet. And when I said it was like true love, it's because we met and we can't touch. We can't do anything. Just communicate.
Right.
So you actually get to like focus on the person.
Yeah, exactly.
So we nut the butt. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's our first, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Without just using your mind and shit, right? Sure. So it's like, damn, this is difficult. But it make you appreciate the person. So when we break up into groups and shit like that, you get together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So when it was time to graduate, shit broke my heart, bro. We getting ready to graduate, right? And she got her order, so I know she going, right? We got like 2 weeks left. And we had what we called duty. And we had balls to four. It was like from 12 to 4.
Mm.
So we called it balls because at 12 it's 0000. So it's all zero, so it's balls. So we called it balls to four.
Okay,
so
I see.
The two men, one in front, one in four, one in half. One in front, one in back.
Right.
He watched his part, I watched my part. If anybody come in, we get them. You don't belong in here, you don't know who you are, you getting got.
Right.
That's our job, protect all these men sleeping in here. We protect the burglar. Sure. So the women were upstairs, and they protect all the women sleeping. So what we do is we walk around. And then we come out the door, and we were like, clear, clear. And that's as far as we supposed to come with these women.
Okay.
Upstairs, downstairs. Get visual, clear, clear. Boom. When it's me and her turn, we run up and we kissing and we hugging and shit.
Oh, shit. Y'all
right? So my boy, he knows. That's my cousin. We got the same watch. He knows. Watch my back. If anybody coming, he got me to sign. Her best friend. She knows.
Right, watching
her back. So we good. Yeah. So we like the balls. The four watching, we see who names is watching with.
I'll
switch. And we'll be like, I ain't feeling good. I do it. And we'll switch, right? Yeah, you got to have a way. Well, there's a will, there's a way. Fuck that.
Sure.
So one of these girls, she was half black, half white. She looked like Halle Berry, but light skin.
Halle Berry is light skin.
No. Like really light skin.
Oh.
Like really damn near white.
Okay.
Like,
she could pass.
Yeah. You know, she looked more Spanish. Like, she'd have to tell you, my mother's white, my dad's black.
I feel you.
Okay?
All right.
But just like Halle, and had the short cut with the good curly hair, I don't want to say, I'm sorry, good hair. I'm sorry about that. But it was cute because it was curly. You know what I'm saying?
Because we would come at your ass about
good hair. I don't want to say good curly hair, but it was cute. It was sexy, right? And she didn't have to do much. And being in that military shit, your shit get fucked up. So girls come in looking great. And then in a couple of days, you're looking horrible. You know how you women are. Your shit look good right then, but you can't keep wearing that shit because they take it from you. So when you first come in, you cute.
Right.
And then 2-3 weeks later, it was like, who this dude?
Yeah.
But some of them girls was like, oh shit, y'all still look pretty good. And then after being there so long, it's like being in jail with women. You know what I'm saying? Like, now all of them are just starting to, you start to see a lot of shit you ain't noticed. She got dimples. She got freckles. I like sprinkles. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know I like sprinkles. She's so cute.
She got a little tattoo on her ankle.
Right, anything will work.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So we kissed, right? And, the nice little Halle Berry girl, she saw us. Yeah.
Mm.
So the next day we wake up and we go to lunch. Right, first breakfast, then get through the day, go through lunch, so everything's good. And then right before we get ready to go back and do some exercise,
right.
They call my cousin down, they call me down, they call everybody who basically was on watch.
Okay.
Two guys and two girls. So we go down there, and by the time I get down there, my cousin behind me, he like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. And the guy taking us, he ain't telling us shit, because he's like, he don't know. His job is just to bring us.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get down there, my girl's there, and her friend's in front. And she's crying. And I was like, what the fuck going on? She's like, I don't know. She said, well, I know we're in trouble. And I was like, what's wrong? She's like, I don't know. And then her friend went in. And when her friend came out, the girl that came out first was the Halle Berry chick. So then her friend went in. And the Halle Berry chick was looking. So my girl was like, what's wrong? And she was like, I don't know.
Mm.
Knowing she went in there and snitched.
Mm.
So now the friend goes in first. She come out, she crying. We are not allowed to talk. We got a guard. Oh. He walks straight with you. You can't talk. So she walk, can't answer. My girl go in. I'm looking at my cousin. And they told him, I turn around. And we sitting here trying to do that prison talk. Like, what's going on? You know?
He's like,
I don't know. Now we getting nervous. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Everybody coming out crying. Except for the first chick. The snitch. Right?
Yeah.
We still ain't put this shit together because we can't talk. My girl come out bawling. And I was like, what the fuck? You went in bawling, but now you really come out bawling. Then they called me in there, and they was like, were you kissing and so on? So I was like, this bitch! And I was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Because, one, you ain't got no cameras. That's why you use us. So, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And he was like, well, someone said, and I was like, someone who? Someone who?
Yeah.
And you can't tell us. I don't know what you're talking about. So I kept my shit. I don't know what you're talking about. So I already knew my cousin was going. So I walked out. I just hit my nose like, psst. And he already knew. And I was like, so he went in there, and he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. And he said, oh, you don't know either. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
When we went back to our division, my girl, we lined up. She was packing her shit.
Right.
She wasn't even online. Her friend was crying. I was like, where's she at? And it was like, she got to leave. They pushed her graduation back 2 weeks.
Wow.
She couldn't even graduate with me because this bitch snitched. And on the day we getting ready to go out, we all getting dressed up, getting out these blues and this uniform. We about to hit the street clothes looking good.
Right.
You know how we really look.
Yeah.
This bitch gonna wanna ask me to go out and be her date for the whole fucking night.
Oh, she had her eyes on you.
Yo, I was like, are you fucking serious? Are you serious? All her friends, my girlfriends was gonna fuck this bitch. They really wanted to fight, especially the white girl, because they were really like best friends. So y'all can't say we can't be friends. They were really best friends. She was gonna whoop that bitch ass.
Sonny, man, we got about 2 minutes left in the show, bro, because, you know what I'm saying, we try to keep this thing close, but I definitely gotta have you back, because... You know what I'm saying? Like I said, bro, you got stories on stories on stories. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to introduce you to, you know what I'm saying, to the audience, because I like to share. You know what I'm saying? And when I run across a gem, a diamond of an individual such as yourself, man, I really have to give you a platform. Thankfully, I have a platform that you're welcome to. You know what I'm saying? That mic that you're sitting in front of right now, bro, you can get behind that joint anytime. You know what I'm saying? You can't get behind the golden mic.
Yeah, he had that covered up. He think I ain't know something was special. Because he ain't even using it. That's how you know it's special. It ain't even got no dust on it. That's how you know it's special.
No, that's the golden one United Radio microphone right there. Boy.
Yeah, give it up for your such a gracious host.
You got me sitting on this wooden bench over
here. Yeah, I was not going to do that shit. He had two chairs. One was wood and one had cushion. You know I was saying? Like,
but
yeah.
Hey, bro, good people, man. Good times, bro. I mean, we definitely got to get you back on another episode. Would you be willing to come back, man, and just...
Yeah, man, I appreciate this. This is funny. This is a good opportunity. And like I said, it felt good to get things off my chest. And Ma, rest in peace. Love you. Always will.
Right on. Rest in peace, babe. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, man, it's your boy, Jah Lee, man. And, you know, y'all stay tuned, man. Hey, look, each one teach one, each one reach one, man. And let's go on ahead and make this world a better place. All we got to do is actually start to take care of each other. We got to start to look out for each other, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? And start with community, man. Start with the person closest to you. You never know when somebody might need something from you, you know what I'm saying? So if you got any parting words, man, that you want to throw out real quick, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just maybe a salute or say something real cool.
Just don't reach one, teach one. Make sure they understand it. Just don't reach one, teach one. Make sure they understand it. Because if they don't understand it, it's just wasted knowledge. And we're very good at wasting knowledge because we are very knowledgeable people. We created everything. Can we go back to recreating and stop just duplicating?
Facts.
So make sure the message hit home. That's
facts.
It.
Facts. All right, y'all. Man, y'all leave, man. Out, man. Y'all know I love you. Check me out on all our social media websites. We on Facebook. We on Instagram. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Definitely get on over there to One United Radio, man. We doing a lot of big stuff over there. If you like this show right here, you're definitely going to love I Black Man Podcast. You're definitely going to love AG's Truth. You're definitely going to love Black and Unfiltered. You're definitely going to love all the shows, man. It's a bunch of us getting down. Shout out to my girl Amber G. Shout out to my girl Brittany. Welcome to my chair. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, man, get on over there to OneUnitedRadio.com. That's OneUnitedRadio.com. No spaces, all words. Check us out, man. Support, support, support. All right, we out. Peace.